I think I'm, hello.
Hi, this is Esther. I just missed your call.
I was just trying to call you back and I wasn't able to figure out how to reach you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was on a call. I saw you called and I missed it already.
Okay.
All right, so just wanted to take some information. What is
Sure.
who is Heidi's primary care physician?
Barbara Clayton.
Barbara Clayton, hold on. Do you know the phone number all by hand or?
I can look it up. I believe it's 315-475-4139.
Sorry, can you repeat that again? 315?
Okay. I'm sorry. I think I 315-479-5070.
Okay.
Okay, and are you able to provide an emergency contact?
Are you there?
Yes.
If I could have information to an emergency contact.
Other than her father and I?
You can give me the father and your information as well.
Okay. My phone number is the one you called.
Okay. And you are her mother, right?
Yes.
So that's 315-729-8587.
Yes, and
Okay.
her father's number is 315-727-6011.
Okay, and what's the father's name?
Ron.
Ron, okay. Let me see what else I need. So the address is 8457 Newbury Place.
Yes.
Is it Newbury with a U or Newberry?
It's with a U. Newbury.
Okay. I noticed that her Medicaid, New York State Medicaid, has the address as Newberry, and I tried to look it up, and I'm like, that's not an accurate address. Like, that doesn't
Oh.
exist. Yeah, so I don't know. I guess next time when you renew or something, have them update that address.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see what else I need.
And that was Clay, New York.
Yes, I have that Clay 13041.
Yes.
All right. Now regarding having a caregiver, for now we have the 10 hours per week. We can see how we can get that increased, but for now what I could do is have an aide work. Give me 1 second. So the authorization is 10 hours per week, 5 days per week, 2 hours per day. What I have available right now is from 1 to 3, Monday through Friday. Does that work?
We can make that work.
You can make that
And
work,
I
okay.
was told that the person's name is Trisha.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the nurse, I believe it's going to be Erwin, would come in on her first day. It should be a next Tuesday.
Not till Tuesday?
I can see if we can have her start before the nurse comes in, but usually the nurse has to visit first. He doesn't work on, he's full tomorrow. He does not work on Friday or Monday, so that's why we're suggesting Tuesday. But let me see
okay,
if we can
originally,
start that sooner.
Originally, a nurse called Donna called me.
Right.
But
so
she
Donna
isn't
schedules. So she's the nurse here at Independent, but she schedules the field nurses to go out to the homes.
Okay.
I could speak to her if we could do something sooner.
That'd be great.
Okay.
We've been waiting a long time.
I can imagine. And I just wanted to also put out that we've been hiring more caregivers now, so once I have more availability, I'll get your authorization hours changed to more hours so that we can fill the week fully. Do you know how many hours you originally approved for?
I believe it was 34.
34 hours. Okay, fine. All right. Let me speak to Donna and let me see what we could do, okay?
Okay, and then you'll call me back and let me know the start and...
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we'll talk. Bye-bye.
Bye.